Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Monday, January 12, 2026. The U.S. dollar is starting the week on the back foot, retreating sharply as markets react to news of a Department of Justice investigation into the Federal Reserve. This development is being perceived as a challenge to the Fed's independence, raising concerns about its authority and autonomy. As a result, the dollar is experiencing its largest drop since the start of the year, while safe haven assets like gold and the Swiss franc are seeing increased demand. Meanwhile, long-term U.S. Treasury yields are climbing, with the 30-year rate now at 4.85%. This uptick suggests that investors and traders are bracing for the possibility of inflation reigniting due to a looser monetary policy environment. Adding to the unease, equity markets are showing signs of strain. Futures contracts for the S&P 500 are down over 0.5%, while NASDAQ futures have dropped by 0.7%. Last night, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell addressed the situation in a video statement, explaining that the subpoenas are related to renovations at Fed buildings. However, he also hinted that the investigation stems from the Fed's reluctance to align its interest rate decisions with the White House's agenda. At the time of this recording, members of Congress from both parties are already questioning the Department of Justice's actions, which has helped to somewhat stabilize foreign exchange and market movements for now. Looking ahead, this week is packed with critical economic data releases, with inflation taking center stage. Tomorrow, we'll see the release of the Consumer Price Index, followed by the Producer Price Index on Wednesday. These reports will provide valuable insights into the inflationary pressures shaping the U.S. economy. On the geopolitical front, other global matters have taken a backseat as the focus remains squarely on the domestic implications of the Federal Reserve's autonomy. Turning to the euro, the currency is staging a comeback after a rough start to the year. The Fed investigation has provided a boost, helping the euro recover from its weakest levels since early December. While this week's Eurozone economic calendar is relatively light, Thursday's industrial production data will be worth watching. Looking ahead to next week, the European Central Bank will hold elections for its vice presidency. Estonian ECB member Madis Müller, a candidate for the role, has already weighed in on the Fed investigation, calling it a political move and pledging to maintain a conservative monetary policy if elected. Next, the Canadian dollar. The loonie is down against the U.S. dollar despite some surprising employment data out of Canada. The Canadian economy added 8,200 jobs in December, beating expectations of a 2,500 job loss. However, the unemployment rate ticked up to 6.8% from 6.5% in November. This has traders rethinking the likelihood of a Bank of Canada rate hike later this year. That's it for today's Daily Market Update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.